Oh Lord Jesus, we're so eager to be with you.
哦，主耶稣，我们何等的盼望与你同在。
We desire to be in your presence.
主啊，我们的渴慕就是能够在你的同在里。
We thank you for calling us together.
主啊，我们感谢你把我们呼召在一起。
We gather in your name.
我们奉你的名聚集。
And you have told us where two or three are gathered, there you are in our midst.
主啊，你自己应许，当有两三个人奉你的名聚集，你就在我们当中。
Oh, we welcome you, Lord Jesus.
哦，主啊，我们欢迎你。
I thank you for every one of the leaders.
主啊，我们为每一个做领袖的感谢你，
Each one of them are your servant.
因为每一位都是你的仆人。
They offer themselves freely to you
他们把自己完完全全的奉献给你。
to reach out to all of the students that they gather together with.
他们来服侍每一个他们一起聚集的、一起聚会的弟兄姐妹。
Pour out your spirit upon us.
主啊，把你的灵浇灌在我们当中。
Oh, we are empty vessels.
我们都是倒空的器皿，
We long to be filled with you.
我们渴慕被你充满。
We commit our class to you.
主啊，我们把这一堂课交在你的手中。
Have your way, have your way.
主啊，照你的旨意行。
Go from heart to heart with your presence.
主啊，用你的同在来造访每一颗心，
Make changes in us
来改变我们。
that we may be ready to enter this new year.
让我们来预备好迎接这一年。
We ask for Jesus' sake. Amen.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Oh, I was so eager to be with you. I came on a whole half hour early.
我何等的盼望跟大家在一起，所以我半个小时以前就上线了。
Praise the Lord. Sister Alice is here to sing our heart's prayer today.
今天早晨，圣琼姐妹在这里要为我们唱一首我们心里的诗，所盼望
Oh, to be like him. Oh, to be like him.
就是要哦，我要像他。
Sister Alice.
Hallelujah，赞美主，这也是我们的期盼，我们的祷告。Hallelujah，哦，我要向你可爱的救主，这是我所求，是我所慕。我欢喜丢弃一切的富足，盼望能和你心相合乎。哦，我要向你，哦，我要向你，可爱的救主，像你模样。像你的甘甜，像你的真见，在我的中心，和你心相。哦，我要像你那样的柔性，宽恕又怜悯，仁爱良善。帮助孤单的，勉励灰心的，寻找犯罪人，不自为难。哦，我要向你，哦，我要向你，可爱的救主，像你模样。像你的甘甜，像你的真 见，在我的中心刻你心像。哦，我要像你那样的忍耐、圣洁和谦卑，与人无伤，温和的接受无力的苦待，宁可救别人，自己死亡。哦，我要像你，哦，我要像你，可爱的救主，像你模样，像你的甘甜，像你的真见，在我的中心刻你心像。哦，我要像你，我紧迫切求，我愿出代价跟随你心，将我的所失和我的所有完全献给你，不自禁。哦，我要像你，哦，我要像你，可爱的救主，像你模样，像你的甘甜，像你的真切，在我的中心刻你心像。哦，我要向你正当我祈求，倒下你的爱充满我心，使我做个殿，配给你居住，使我的生命与你相依。哦，我要像你，哦，我要像你，可爱的救主，像你模样，像你的甘甜，像你的真见，在我的中心刻你心像。哦，我要像你，哦，我要像你，可爱的救主，像你模样，像你的甘甜，像你的真见，在我的中心，刻你心像。
Yes.
哦，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哦，哈利路亚，哦，主啊，是的，主啊，在这个时候，求你倒下你的爱来充满我们，哈利路亚，主啊，让我们哦能够更多的来哦向你来祈求，哦赐下那个渴慕的心，主就是我们要立志，哦主，我们要更多的来向你，因为我们是属于你的，我们是跟随主的。哦，主啊，我们要让人看见，我们真的有主的生命，有主的形象啊！哈利路亚，主啊，也让我们能够成为一个顺服的器皿。哦，哈利路亚，就是这样的。哦，越多的 更多的低伏下来，让你自己来掌管我们，来充满我们。我们不再自己来经营自己了，哦主啊，而是要将这个主权交给你，让主你来制作我们。哈利路亚，主，我们赞美你，主，这是我们新的一年的开始。我们在你面前的祈求跟祷告，谢谢主，哦主啊。更多的来充满浇灌，谢谢主，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，
啊，阿门，哈利路亚。
阿门。
Oh, how we long to have that anointing that comes from Jesus.
我们何等的渴慕从主来的恩膏。
As we look at this new year before us, we realize the Lord has new things in store for us.
让我们面对这新的一年，我们知道主有新的事等待着我们，
He makes all things become new.
因为他已经把一切都更新了。
Even though you may be leading a class for many years, he wants to do a new thing among us.
或许我们已经教了一堂课，教了很久，但是神要把它更新。
He wants to pour out his spirit in a greater way.
因为他要把圣灵更多的充满我们。
Give us a new, fresh anointing.
给我们新的、更多的恩膏。
Jesus had a great need for the anointing when he was here on earth.
当主耶稣在地上的时候，他也需要这个恩膏。
You know, he gave up going to sleep so that he could seek the Father for that special outpouring of his Spirit.
有的时候，他放弃睡眠，为了要向父神祈求得着那个新的恩膏。
And as we look forward into the new year, it's our desire to have more of his Spirit.
所以，当我们迎接新的一年，我们渴慕迎接更多圣灵。
In 2 Corinthians, we read that all things have passed away.
在《哥林多后书》第5章17节那里说：“看哪，一切都变成新的了，
And behold, all things have become new.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。”
Are we ready to let go of the past?
我们是否愿意放下过去，
And accept the new year in faith.
在信心里迎接新的一年？
Faith in the Lord's power to make necessary changes in our hearts.
相信主有能力，他要在我们的心中做必要的改变。
We don't know what day, what year he will return again.
我们不知道何年何月他会再回来，
But we want to be ready.
但是我们要准备好。
He promises he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think.
他应许我们，他能够充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
And that's according to his power that dwells in us.
是照着运行在我们心里的大力。
Our text. From 2 Corinthians 5:17, we read,
所以在哥林多后书5章17节，这么的说。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
Yes, when we first accepted Christ, he made the great change within us.
是的，当我们第一次接受基督的时候，他在我们做了一个巨大的
Oh,
改变。
and how did he do that?
他是怎么做的呢？
If we look on the verse 21 in chapter 5,
我们看《哥林多后书》5章21节。
This is how he made us a new creature in Christ.
这是如何神使我们变成一个新造的人。
For God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪。
That we might become the righteousness of God in him.
好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Or to think of the spotless Lamb of God, he became sin.
因为这无瑕疵神的羔羊为我们成为罪。
God made him sin by bearing my sin.
神把我们的罪归到他的身上，使他成为罪。
And by bearing your sin, the sin of the whole world.
他担当你我的罪，担当世人的罪。
He represented sin on the cross,
他成为罪，挂在十字架上。
that he might cleanse us and make us new creatures in Christ Jesus.
所以在基督耶稣里，我们被洁净，成为新造的人。
He works daily in us
每一天都做工在我们里面。
as we wait in his presence. He wants to make things new within us.
当我们在他面前等候的时候，他把我们更新。
That's the time we put off the old man.
那个时候，我们就能脱去旧人。
Oh, that's why Pastor Chow was so specific in teaching us to wait in the presence of the Lord.
这就为什么周牧师他特别的强调，并且教导我们要在神的面前等候他。
That's where old things pass away.
这就是旧事可以成为过去，
And everything becomes brand new.
每一件事情都可以完全的更新。
We're washed and cleansed in his presence.
在他的同在中，我们被洁净，被洗净。
Let's turn back to chapter 4 in 2 Corinthians.
让我们现在来看《哥林多后书》第四章。
I'm starting with verse 6.
从第六节开始，
It is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，
He shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
For we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Verse 7.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。
Yes, we're earthen vessels.
是的，我们都是瓦器。
That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
要写明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
Let's read on, verse 8.
让我们来看第八节。
We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed.
我们四面受敌，却不被困住。
We are perplexed, but not in despair.
心里作难，却不致失望。
Oh, many of us have been persecuted,
我们许多的人四面受敌，
but not forsaken.
遭逼迫，却不被丢弃。
Maybe we've been struck down, but not destroyed.
或许我们被打倒了，却不致死亡。
We're always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus.
身上常常带着耶稣的死。
That the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body.
使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
Oh, isn't that wonderful? The Lord Jesus wants to be manifest in our body.
何等的奇妙！是耶稣的身要显明在我们身上。
Verse 11 stood out to me very strongly.
第十一节特别的，突出。
For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake.
因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地。
And I know every one of you leaders, sometime along, you have learned that you have to die to your self-life.
这些做领袖的，我知道，常常我们会被需要，感觉好像交于死地。
And you feel that death sentence in you.
感觉到好像我们这个身，这个己被判了死刑。
But the verse goes on to say there's a purpose.
但是这一节告诉我们有一个目的。
The purpose is that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal body.
我们被交于死地的目的是使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
Oh, with some of these trials that come upon you where you feel hard pressed.
所以，如果我们感觉到有压力，好像四面受敌。
Or you're actually feel as though you may be dying.
或是我们感觉好像自己真的要死了。
Sometimes those trials are physical, sometimes they're spiritual.
有的时候，我们的试炼是身体上的，有的时候是灵里的。
The enemy is always trying to destroy the work of God through the servants of God.
因为这仇敌总是要破坏神的工作，借着破坏神的仆人。
You, through your lifetime, have found you've been under attack.
或许我们发现我们自己被攻击了。
And maybe it isn't always physical, it may be, as I said, in physically, but also spiritually.
有的时候我们发现仇敌攻击我们了，有的时候不是身上的攻击，而是在灵里的攻击。
And Paul is saying here, you who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake.
但是保罗在这里告诉我们，我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地。
And the glorious purpose is that the life of Jesus may be manifested in your mortal flesh.
但是这里有一个荣耀的目的，就是使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
Jesus wants to be seen in you.
因为耶稣要在我们的身上显明出来。
He wants the world to find him by your life.
他希望借着我们的生命，世界可以看到耶稣。
So, he puts to death the things in us that hinder his work.
所以，他把我们身上这些会拦阻神的工作的，交于死地。
Are we willing to die daily to self?
我们是否愿意为主的缘故，天天向己死呢？
There are so many of us that are strong in our own self-will.
我们许多的人，在我们天然人里面，我们是意志非常刚强的，
Our own efforts.
我们自己很努力。
I heard of someone confessing that they were afflicted with wanting to work all the time.
听说我有些人呢，我们就非常喜欢的工作，好像是一个工作狂一样。
That's something I love to do too. I love to work.
我也一样，我很喜欢做事。
But the Lord calls me Martha, Martha. Just one thing is necessary.
但是主耶稣好像就跟我讲一样，说：“马大，马大，那不可少的只有一件。
Mary chose the better part.
”玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分。
And Jesus said it wasn't going to be taken from her.
那是不能夺去的。
Every one of us have called to be a Mary.
我们每一位都被呼召成为玛利亚。
And as you are leading others to be Mary, he wants you not to forget that's your call.
当我们读到说哦，好像别人要做玛利亚的时候，不要忘记，这也是我们的呼召。
Self is our greatest problem.
我们这个己是我们最大的问题。
It's not people, it's our own self-life.
不是别人，而是我们这个老我。
There's an old poem I memorized years ago. Self is the only prison that can bind the soul.
我曾经读到这句话，就说我们的己是唯一可以监禁我们灵魂的监牢。
But love is the angel who bids the gate unroll.
爱却是那个吩咐大门打开的天使。
And when he comes to call us, we must hasten fast.
当他来呼召我们的时候，我们必须赶快的回应。
His way may lead through darkness, but it comes to light at last.
他的道路可能会穿过黑暗，但是最终要达到光明。
Yes, there's a glorious freedom the Lord offers us if we will deny self.
如果我们能够向己死，舍己，主应许我们荣耀的未来。
And allow Jesus to come alive in us.
并且让主的身在我们身上显明出来，
He wants to make us living epistles.
因为他要我们成为那活着的一封书信。
That our life is an open letter for the whole world to read.
让我们的生活好像是一封展开的信，让世人可以读。
Now the world studies us.
让世人可以来读我们的生命。
Not only those who wait on the Lord with you, but everyone you contact, they're studying you.
不仅仅是那些与我们一同等候主的，但是每一位接触我们的，都让他们来阅读我们的生命。
They may not open the Word of God to study the Bible.
或许他们不会打开圣经，好好的研读圣经。
But they're looking at you to see God living in you.
但是他们却注视着我们，要看见神住在我们里面。
I often remember Pastor Lai with going into the grocery store. And there, people are witnessing Christ in her.
我记得赖牧师的见证，当他去市场买菜的时候，那里的人就能够见证了耶稣在他里面。
As Jesus is living in us, he will show out to the world.
如果耶稣住在我们里面，他也要从我们里面显明出来。
That's what Jesus meant when he said, "You're to be my witness."
这就是当主耶稣对门徒说：“你们要成为我的见证人”的意思。
Your very life is to reveal Christ to the world.
因为他们的生命就是要来彰显，向世人彰显基督的生命。
He has made it possible that the life of Jesus would be manifest in us.
他使耶稣的身从我们身上显明出来，成为可能，
It takes our surrender,
就是我们必须降服，
our being willing to die to the old self life.
让我们愿意向己生命死，
Not just in the cell group, but in our daily life.
不单是我们在小组聚会的时候向己死，而是我们每一天的生活中。
Let go of the old man,
让我们放下我们这个老我，
the old woman.
这个老自己，不管是弟兄和姐妹。
Let Jesus take over and live out his life within us.
让主耶稣在我们的生命中掌权。
Well, you know my favorite verse. Some of you have heard me read it. It's also in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18.
你们都知道，我最喜欢的一节是，就是《哥林多后书》3章18节。
But we all, with an unveiled face, beholding it as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord.
我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光。
We're being transformed into the same image from glory to glory.
好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形象，荣上加荣。
Just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
如同从主的灵变成的。
Praise the Lord, hallelujah.
赞美主，哈利路亚。
We never will be changed by continually looking at ourselves.
我们永远不会因为不断的注视自己而改变。
Attempting to justify ourselves.
或是我们试图为自己辩护，
Or sometimes ignoring the truth of our hearts. Condition.
或是我们故意忽视我们内心中真实的情况。
Oh, but there's a rescue for us.
但是在我们这里有出入，有解救。
It's by beholding him, waiting in his presence, that he transforms us.
就是借着我们注视他、仰望他，在他面前等候，他就要来改变我们。
Sometimes he does his greatest work when we don't feel it.
有的时候，我们没有感觉，他却在做那极大的工作。
I love to sense the presence of the Lord.
你们都喜欢有能够感受到神的同在。
I always enjoy having Sister Alice sing or someone else sing before I speak.
我每次都很喜欢邀请圣秋姐妹或是其他的人，在我们聚会开始之前为我们唱诗歌。
It's wonderful to sense his presence.
因为如果我们可以感受到他的同在，是一件美好的事。
It transforms our heart.
愿他能够改变我们的心。
But many times, as we come waiting before him, he doesn't let us feel those wonderful feelings.
但是很多的时候，当我们来到他面前等候他，他却让我们没有感受到他的同在。
That's when we step in faith and say, Lord, you're here.
这个时候，我们就要在信心里相信主，你在这里，
Because you promised you'd never leave us.
因为你应许我们，你永远不会离开我们。
And even though I don't have feelings, I believe you.
就算我现在感觉不到，但是我相信。
Any child is happy with presence and good feelings.
每一个小孩子都很喜欢，有这个感觉。
But the Lord wants us to grow up in faith.
但是主耶稣他希望我们在信心里成长，
And believe he is with us.
而相信他与我们同在。
That's his wonderful name, Emmanuel.
这是他的奇妙的名字，就是以马内利。
God with us.
神与我们同在。
One of the favorite verses in every waiting on the Lord meeting should be where two or three gather in his name, there he is.
我们最喜欢的一节是，圣经。当我们在等候主的时候，应该是当有两三个人奉主的名聚集，
Is there to make changes within us?
他就在我们当中，而且他会在我们的心里改变我们。
Old things must continually pass away.
旧事必须一直不停的过去，过去。
Oh, that he may give us all things brand new.
他就会赐给我们全新的东西。
In these closing days of time, he's working.
在这个最后的日子里，他在工作。
He wants to conform us to the image of Christ.
他正在工作，要把我们磨成基督的样式。
His brilliant light exposes the great need in our soul.
他的大光要暴露出来，我们里面极大的需要。
He allows circumstances to arise that reveal our great need to us.
他有的时候容许一些环境的兴起，为了要显明出来我们里面的需要。
How we need to take refuge in the blood of Jesus.
我们需要靠着耶稣的宝血得到保护。
I'm reading from Matthew 26, verse 26.
马太福音第26章26节。
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, Take it, this is my body.
他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝福，就拨开，递给门徒说：“你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。
And then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you.
”又拿起杯来祝谢了，递给他们说：“你们都喝这个。”
For this is my blood of the new covenant,
因为这是我们立约的血，
which is shed for many for the remission of sins.
为多人流出来，使罪得赦。
Isn't that wonderful? He made a new covenant.
何等的好美好，就是主耶稣立了一个新约。
The old covenant was not sufficient.
因为旧的约不够满足。
We read about it through the Old Testament. They had to keep slaying a lamb to cover the sin.
在旧约里面，我们读到他们必须不断的来杀羊，为了要遮盖他们的罪。
But the precious blood of Jesus became the new covenant.
但是耶稣的宝血为我们立了新的约，
It's all powerful,
是完全有能力的，
all sufficient.
且是充足的、足够的。
And when we discover our need of cleansing, we run to that fountain.
所以，当我们发现我们需要被洁净的时候，我们就可以来到这个泉源。
Many times the enemy would have us be discouraged and in despair.
有的时候，仇敌攻击我们，让我们感觉非常的沮丧。
Especially when the Lord opens our eyes to see our self-life the way He sees it.
尤其当主耶稣开我们的眼，让我们看见我们的己生命，就好像他看见我们一样。
But we should stand firm and say, Oh, the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin.
这时候，我们就要站立的问说：“哦，主耶稣基督的宝血要洗净我们一切的罪。
We have a brand new covenant.
”我们有一个全新的约。
It cleanses for all eternity.
而且一直到永远都能够洁净我们。
It's sufficient. To make us clean in God's sight.
它是充足的，而且有能力的，使我们在神的面前得以洁净。
So don't give in to discouragement.
所以不要放弃，不要沮丧。
Take refuge in the new covenant.
在新约里面得着保护，
And bathe in the precious blood of Jesus.
靠着耶稣的宝血，
Hallelujah, praise his name.
哈利路亚，赞美他的名。
Now let's go back to Paul's writings.
让我们再回到保罗的书信。
I want to read in the book of Colossians.
我要来看哥罗西书。
It's the third chapter.
第三章。
Colossians 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
This is a picture of the old man and the new man.
在这里有一个图画，就是旧人跟新人的比较。
Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man.
不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去旧人
And all the deeds of the old man.
和旧人的行为。
And you have put on the new man, who's renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
穿上了新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如造他的主的形象。
Each one of us who have accepted Christ is a new creation.
任我们每一位接受了耶稣基督以后，就是新造的人，
Old things are passed away.
旧事已过。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, 感谢耶稣。
He goes on. To describe in verse 12. Let's read verse 12. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, this is what we're to put on.
然后我们读第十二节，还是哥罗西书第三章十二节。所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人。
It's not just taking off the old deeds, but it's putting on the new deeds.
对，我们不单是要脱去旧人和旧人的行为，还要穿上新人。
Put on tender mercies,
我们要穿上怜悯、
kindness,
恩慈、
humility,
谦虚、
meekness,
温柔、
long suffering.
忍耐的心。
Bearing with one another and forgiving one another.
要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。
If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do.
倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
That reminds us of the Lord's Prayer. When he says, forgive as and you will be forgiven.
那这里就让我们想起主教导我们的祷告：你们要饶恕人和人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们和你们的过犯。
It's a good thing to pray over these verses.
所以，我们最好能够照着这几节来祷告。
Put on for your clothing, put on tender mercies.
就好像穿衣服一样，我们穿上怜悯、恩慈。
Ah, the Lord speaks that we're to have mercy on others.
人主告诉我们要对彼此，要对人有怜悯，
Put on kindness.
并且穿上恩慈、
And humility
谦虚。
and meekness,
温柔、
long suffering, bearing with one another,
忍耐的心，彼此包容、
and forgiving one another.
彼此饶恕。
If anyone has a complaint against another,
若有这人与那人有嫌隙，
Even as Christ forgave you, so you must do.
主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
How can we do this when you've been so deeply hurt?
我们如何能够做到呢？当人深深的伤了我们了。
It takes that new man, that life of Christ within you.
那就需要靠着那个新人，就是那主耶稣的生命在我们里面，
That's putting to death the old man
让我们致死旧人。
and partaking of the new nature Christ has given us.
穿上新人，这个生命主耶稣已经赐给我们。
He came into our heart to live out his life within us.
他来到我们的心里，要把他的生命活出来。
I can almost say it in Chinese, Chu, wo jia wo xin.
就像中文说"主住在我心"。
He wants to live out his life within us.
因为他要在我们里面把他的生命活出来。
When he lived here on earth, he was one person in one physical body.
当主耶稣在世上的时候，他是一个人，一个身体。
That's why he said, It's necessary that I leave you, that I go away.
这就是为什么他说：“我需要离开，我需要去。”
Because he would give us his own spirit to live within us.
因为他去了，他可以赐下他自己的灵住在我们里面。
And in order for that life to live in us, the old life must die.
为了要使那新人可以在我们里面，显明活出来，这个旧人必须死。
Put to death the old man. Put to death the old man.
要致死旧人。
And let Christ live out his life. In his place.
让主耶稣能够活出他的生命。
And those verses end with, above all these things, put on love.
然后第14节，在这一切之外，要存着爱心。
Love is the bond of perfection.
因为爱心就是联络全德的。
Oh, praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Jesus says in John 13:34, A new commandment I give you, that you love one another.
耶稣在约翰福音13章34节那里说："我要给你们一个新命令，你们要彼此相
That's something for the new year. It's a new commandment.
爱。"这就是我们新的一年我们要看的新的命令。
That you love one another, even as I have loved you.
就像我怎么样爱你们，你们也要彼此相爱。
And he says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts.
让他说："让基督的平安在你们心里做
And another little word says, be thankful.
主。"换句话说，就是要存感恩的心。
Oh, how wonderful it is to praise the Lord at all times.
哦，何等的美好！我们可以不断的赞美主。
That's the last part of that reading. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts to which you were called in one body and be thankful.
15节说："又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召归于一体，且要存感谢的心。
That our mouth would be full of praise.
”让我们的口里充满了赞美。
We can break through any cloud the devil would put over us.
我们借着赞美，我们可以冲破一切仇敌放在我们周围的乌云。
Any discouragement.
所有的失望、沮丧，
Or any evil report that comes. From anyone.
或是从任何人来的坏消息，
Even the doctors can give a bad report.
有的时候医生可以给我们一个坏消息。
All through the Bible, we know that bad reports were given.
我们在圣经里面可以看到，有的时候会有坏消息。
Look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were cast into the fiery furnace.
就像但以理的三个朋友，他们被丢在火窑里，
Looked like everything was over.
感觉上好像一切都完了。
But they looked again, and there was a fourth man in the middle of the furnace.
但是他们在仔细观看，就发现，在火窑里面有第四个人。
The only thing that burned off were their bondages.
唯一被烧掉的只是他们的手上的捆绑。
Oh, Jesus walked in the fire with them.
哦，主耶稣，他与我们在火中同行。
And they said, even though God doesn't spare us, they said, we still won't bow down to the enemy.
他说：“即或不然，就算神没有救我们，我们仍然不会向仇敌屈膝。
We believe he's on our side.
我们相信他在我们当中，他与我们同在。
And Jesus stepped in and he intervened.
”而耶稣这时候就来了，他出现了。
He's in the fire with you too.
他今天也同样的在你的火焰的试验里面。
Whatever you may be going up against.
不管你现在在经历什么，
It's a leap of faith
这是一个信心的脚步，
to keep praising the Lord.
这是一个信心的跨越，让我们来赞美神。
Though he slay me, yet will I serve him.
即或他要杀我，我仍然要侍奉他。
I believe that he makes everything brand new.
我相信他要把一切都更新。
He wants us to let go of the past
他希望我们能够放下过去。
and leap out in faith for the new year.
在新的一年，我们平静生活。
What does Jesus want to do in this new year?
主耶稣在这个新的一年里要做什么呢？
He wants to take up greater residence within us.
他要在我们心里更多的住在我们里面。
He wants to speak through our words.
他希望借着我们说话，
He wants to think through our thoughts.
还借着我们的心思来思想。
Oh, how he wants to love through our hearts.
还要借着我们的心来爱人。
All things are being passing away.
所以，旧事已过。
Paul declared it, I die daily.
我们也要宣告，我们每一天都死。
He didn't wait till his final day of martyrdom. He died daily.
他并不是等到最后的殉道的日子才死，他是每一天都像极死。
I live, but it's no longer I that live. Christ lives in me.
不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
He wants to live out his life in you.
他也希望他能够在我们里面活出他的自己。
He's already taken residence in your heart.
他如今已经住在你们心里，
But he wants more control.
但是他希望能够更多的掌权。
And that's 24 hours a day.
一天24小时都掌权，
Not just when you're with your friends.
不单只是我们跟同伴在一起的时候。
When you're waiting in the sweetness of his presence.
也不是只是在我们。在神的同在中等候他的时候，
But when everything seems to go wrong.
甚至于当事情都变得很糟糕的时候，
It's a time of heartbreak.
伤心的时候，
He wants to live out his life within us.
那个时候，他也希望他的生命从我们里面活出来。
See him standing in the fire with you.
要看见他在火窑中与我们同行，
And let go of those things that bind us.
让我们 丢放下那些缠累我们的东西，
That Jesus may have his way.
让耶稣可以有在可以掌权。
And our Heavenly Father would be so pleased to see Christ in you.
当我们的天父看见基督在我们里面，他是何等的喜悦。
Jesus said, You are my witnesses.
耶稣说：“你们是我的见证人。
People have translated that to mean because we speak of him all the time.
”有的人说：“因为我们总是在谈论耶稣。”
It's more than speaking, it's living the Christ life before them.
其实不只是我，因为我们一直在谈论耶稣，而是我们要把他的生命活出来，
And their heart being drawn to him.
让人的心因此被他吸引。
Oh, Lord Jesus, we're so grateful for your presence.
哦，主耶稣，我们何等的感谢你的同在。
We thank you. You want to make everything new in this new year.
主啊，我们感谢你在新的一年，你要把一切都更新，
Give greater victories.
要给我们更大的得胜，
Let self be brought low.
让我们的自己更卑微，
Let Christ be seen, be heard, be known.
让耶稣被看见、被听见、被知道。
Lord, as we gather together, we ask you to pour out your Spirit.
主啊，当我们聚集的时候，我们求你，降下你的圣灵，
Help us to let go of the past.
帮助我们能够把过去放下。
The past glorious blessings and the past trials.
把我们过去那些荣耀的祝福，还有我们过去的这些试炼。
And look forward to what you want to do in this new year.
让我们往前看，来期待着你要在今年所做的新事。
That we might be conformed to the image of your dear Son.
让我们被磨成你亲爱的儿子的模样。
I ask it in your precious name.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen。
Hallelujah.
哈利路亚。
All glory to God. We have plenty of time to wait before the Lord and to hear from our dear teachers as the Lord leads them.
一切的荣耀归给主。我们还有时间，我们可以在主面前安静等候。我们也可以听听老师们，他们有什么分享交通。
Watch I washing to watch I washing a herd in chim yo to 我在我心。Hallelujah, hallelujah. Pray for us, dear ones.
亲爱的，请为我们祷告。
哈利路亚，赞美主！哈利路亚，赞美主！
Amen.
哦，感谢主！哈利路亚，赞美主！哦，主啊，我们感谢你，感谢你，感谢你活在我们的里面，感谢你是我们的生命，感谢你帮助我们。主啊，我们谢谢你，主啊，我们这个人是不能有，是很难像即使。但是因为你在我们的里面帮助我们，是你的圣灵帮助我们，致使我们。哦，主啊，我们谢谢你，谢谢你透过今天的话语，叫我们要活出你自己。主啊，活出你自己，我们必须像即使。主啊，求你帮助我们。哦，主啊，我们感谢你，主啊，帮助我们每一位线上的家人们。主啊，我们每一天的功课，并不是单单在上课，而是在我们的家里面，与家人的相处，与弟兄姐妹们的相处，与人的相处。哦，借助每一次的事，主啊，你透过各种各样的环境，哦，来破碎我们，来致使我们，使我们能够舍弃自己，使我们脱去旧人，可以穿上新人。主啊，帮助我们，我们更需要你。在这新的一年，主啊，我们需要你的充满，需要你更多、更多的在我们的里面，我得着我们。主啊，我们把自己交给你。主啊，我们愿意跟随你的意思，我们愿意被你制作。主啊，我们感谢你，我们再次的把自己交上，献上，我们感谢祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
爱我们的主，我们要感谢赞美，在今天年初的一开始。玛莎牧师就跟我们分享了一个很重要的生命调整，让我们能够重新开始修正、修剪我们的生命，让我们在一个开始一年的开始的时候，让我们生命将这个信息帮助我们，提醒我们。做一个修正跟调整，好让我们能够对准焦点，对准内在生命、内在生活的 的生命的价值啊，让我们能够更用我们的心，把自己当作活祭献在主的祭坛上。主啊，所有一切的提醒，就是要让我们更谦卑、更虚己、更也啊，充满更大的爱啊，也要我们能够努力面前，向着标杆直跑，忘记那背后所带给我们消极负面的思维。谢谢主，今天这样的一个信息的提醒，正是我们在开始起步，在2025年的起步的时候，帮我们做一个很好的生命调整，让我们的焦点都在基督，让我们生命的核心的价值就是唯有基督，没有我们，让我们更多的虚己，更多的无我。谢谢主，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
真是谢谢你，今天我们在一起领受你的话语，新的恩膏，领受新酒、新油、新年、新希望、新的期待。主，我相信在今天的话语中，你把一个忘记背后，努力面前新的高油，厚厚的高在所有献上我们的同工们的身上，以及我们每一个老师的身上，我们要领受这新的高油、新的希望、新的力量，忘记背后。努力面前的，向着标杆，就是耶稣基督直跑。主啊，谢谢你，这一年，我们期待我们都能够更深的住在耶稣基督里，更深的扎根在你跟你的话语里面，让我们整个生命。更是扎根在磐石上，让你的话语更深的在我们里面建造。我们要更深的进入。你告诉我们说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口中所出的一切话语而活。我们要去经历每一天，我们靠着你的话语而活。让我们的信心在这样跟随你话语的脚步里，信心一日比一日增长，更深的扎根在主里，更深的住在基督里。主啊，这一年也让我们更加的诚心卑微，向自己死，好让主耶稣你的光可以。人可以从我们身上看见你那生命的光，主啊，这一年我们更经历，在我这瓦器里面有你这宝贝同在，使我们都每一个家人都成为更加的刚强、勇敢，更加的喜乐、信心增长，向着耶稣基督奔跑。不管我们有多少的困难，脚下有多少的崎岖不平，你就是我们安息的所在，就是我们的力量。因着主啊，帮助我们更深住在基督里。谢谢主，祷告奉主的名求，阿门。 Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
谢谢耶
Yes.
稣，谢谢主。
Lord Jesus, we do pray for any that are sick among us.
主啊，我们为我们当中有任何生病的祷告。
We've been praying very much for Elder Lee.
我们也一直为李长老祷告。
But we pray for others that we don't know about.
有些人生病，我们可能不知道的，我们也为他们祷告。
That you can bring new life to these bodies.
你可以给这些身体新的生命。
As we wait in your presence, we partake of your life.
主啊，当我们在你面前等候，我们也同时得着你的新生命。
So we claim it for those among us, not only the leaders, but in their cell groups, people that are afflicted in their body.
所以我们不单为领袖们祷告，也为他们所在的小组中有任何生病的肢体祷告。
You're still the divine healer.
你仍然是那一位，神圣的大医生。
Your blood still avails for sickness,
你的宝血仍然能够医治疾病，
as well as for sin.
也能够赎罪。
We ask you to pour out your precious blood on each one.
我们祷告，哦，你要倾倒你的宝血在每一位身上。
Oh, we long to be washed in the blood.
主啊，我们渴慕被宝血洁净。
To heal us body, soul, and spirit.
来医治我们的灵魂体。
We give you the glory.
把一切荣耀归给你。
We ask it in your name. Amen.
奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
God bless you.
神祝福你们。
I love to be with you.
很高兴，我喜欢跟你们在一起。
love to see your faces shining for Jesus.
喜欢看见你们的面光为主发光。
Praise the Lord.
再
Perhaps
次。
this summer we will gather together.
望今年夏天，我们可以聚在一起。
We will have another gathering.
我们可以外一个聚会。
And Jesus said, When you gather in my name, there I am in the midst. Amen.
主耶稣应许，你们奉我的名聚在一起，我就在你们中间。阿门。
Amen. Love you. For I need. For I need.